Hi, this is Mark Sappenfield, and I'm the editor of the Christian Science Monitor. If we look out at the world of politics, what do we see? We see division, disputed elections, angry voters storming Congress, threats of violence. Division is a tough thing to address. You can't legislate against it. You can't declare war on it. You can't outlaw it. So how do we get out of this spiral that we're in? One answer right there is that there's no solution to this, no policy that you can pass, no political platform that can do anything. We keep having elections to try and solve it, and it seems like it just gets worse. But that should awaken us as to what we really need to be focusing on. If we're putting our faith in material processes, we're going to be disappointed. The answer is in our hearts. It is purely spiritual. So, how should we see division spiritually? Sometimes I like to have a little exercise where I assign God a number, like a math problem. And you can't think about that very long without realizing the number you have to ascribe to God is one. There's no other number you can give God. You can't have two gods. If you have two gods, then you have none. There's only one God, which means there's only one creation that's spiritual, harmonious, and whole, the reflection of that God, the creation of that God. Jesus said in the book of Mark, "If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand." But what about material thinking? If you look at material thinking, there are twos everywhere. Two-ness seems to be the basic building block of mortal mind-based thinking. So much of what we see sets itself up as a binary, as a one or the other. Man and woman, black and white, Republican and Democrat, capitalism and socialism. You could go on and on and on and on. But what does this do? It tempts us to choose a side. It tempts us into believing that things are divided, that good is divided, and it's up to us as human beings to try and reassemble it. Think about it in terms of the Bible. What was the first two in the Bible? It was the tree of good and evil, the tree of knowledge. We had to choose. The serpent told us one wasn't good enough. But isn't that the core mistake of mortal thinking? The very first act of biological life is the division of the cell. Division is baked into matter. If we never rise above matter thinking, we can never rise above division. Division and mortal thinking come from the exact same root. Spiritual thinking is the perfect cure because it knows only one God, the oneness of grace and of humble faith and moral confidence that Jesus taught. It frees us to live as witnesses, as Isaiah said. In the book of John, at the Last Supper, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This peace is deeper than what mortal thinking can possibly know. And it protected and exalted Jesus amid the cruelest tribulation. And it can do the same for us. We overcome the temptation of mortal two-ness through the peace of divine oneness, which can only be known spiritually. So, when we see scenes like the events in Washington, it can be easy to think our thoughts and prayers don't matter, that we need to turn to material means to fight for what we think is right, or that we need to tune out to avoid feeling depressed or scared. But the past few years show the exact opposite is true. It becomes clearer and clearer by the day that there is no mortal solution to division. But that also means the solution is in each of us as the children of God, in seeing ourselves and all others in this singularly spiritual light, and in holding fast to the oneness, the allness, the onlyness of God, good. Thank you.